Hey everyone, and welcome to February 2026 edition of the Academy Show. So for newer members, every month I do an Academy Show, just going through what was released the previous month within Beginner Guitar Academy and giving shout outs for members that have passed their progress checks, level assessment, and Guitarversaries in the current month, so in February 2026. So now we know what to expect. Let's dive straight in and give some member wins or member shout-outs. So shout-out to Jim, David, Blake, Mark Goodwin, Brian, Cameron, Luke, Mark Old, Eric, and Thomas, who all passed their progress checks in January. And if you are new and you're wondering what the number next to name is, that's the level. And if you see a 0.1 or 0.2, that's because in the high levels, level 3 and level 4, there are two progress checks. So sorry to say that to students that are in the early levels. Yep, there's more progress checks. But it's just so, well, actually, level 3 is the biggest level in regard to exercises. So I broke it down to make it a little bit easier to get through so you've got clearer kind of goalposts or milestones. And it means we can cover pretty much the whole syllabus going through those couple of levels as well. And then on to our assessments. Only one student passed an assessment in January, and that was Marvin, who passed his level 2 assessments. He's now on to level 3. So congratulations to Marvin. Next, we've got some Guitarversaries, and this is in February. So went on to Edward, Martin, and Michael, who all hit their 3 years at Beginner Guitar Academy. Went on to Nigel, hit 2 years, and Tara, who's hit a 1 year Guitarversary at Beginner Guitar Academy. So getting past that 1 year is huge because 90% of guitar players actually quit in the first year of playing guitar. So if you can get past that first year, which is kind of the big hurdle, then you're already doing pretty well. And if you're hitting 3 years at Beginner Guitar Academy, that is fantastic. So thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you for putting your trust in me as your guitar teacher, and hopefully there are going to be many years to come. And then top contributors. So I like to do a top contributors. These are people that have been the most active in the community at Beginner Guitar Academy, so the forums. And shout out to Martin, Craig, and Brian for being just awesome members. So to get onto this, this is straight from the Academy. The Academy has a leaderboard in the community section. It's the people that have been posting the most, liking, replying, that kind of thing. And so I've just taken this straight from that. And Martin, say, got the gold award. Craig's got silver. And Brian's got bronze. So these three have just been super active, always asking questions, always posting, always welcoming new students into the Academy. Kind of all that good stuff. Just being amazing community members. So thank you to you three. And if you haven't ventured into community yet, definitely do it. I was chatting to a student just recently who had come back to being in the Guitar Academy. I've taken a bit of a break, and he was saying it was something he'd never really done, was actually go into community and kind of post questions and things like that. It's just not really kind of his bag. And I'm kind of the same. I'm in quite a few memberships, and very rarely do I kind of get around to get on there and posting. But when I do, I was doing that, funny enough, today, just before I started recording this video. I was in a community membership I'm in and kind of asking questions and posting. And you get so much from doing that, and it helps you obviously get active in the community, helps you kind of feel part of it, helps you kind of, I'll say make friends, but I've actually made friends from that very community. I actually meet up with some members from there every week on a Thursday. We've got this kind of mastermind going on. And I met those guys through that community, and they are awesome and have really helped me grow my business. It's kind of a business community that I'm a member of. So it's definitely worth doing. So go and check it out if you haven't already. If you go on there, kind of just looking at some other people's answers, just get a bit of inspiration and some ideas, that'll be really cool. And there's even a place on there that you can put in your practice. So practice journal. And I will check that. If you need my help, I can obviously help you out if you're getting stuck. And I normally do, if I see someone saying, oh, I'm having a problem with this week, I'll normally give some ideas of obviously how you can get over those challenges. So it's a really cool thing to do. So yeah. Definitely go and check out if you've not already. And now let's move on to the Academy news. So what was released in Beginner Guitar Academy in January? So if I scroll down, you'll see the recently added section at the bottom of the main dashboard. So right away we have the January's Academy show. So obviously I'm recording right now February's Academy show. So you might not want to bother going back to January's Academy show if you want the very latest news. But that'd be good to go through if you wanted to go through what was released in December and kind of that sort of stuff. Then above that, this was very cool. We had a First Steps jam. So over on the podcast, January's theme was jamming. And I did a First Steps jam, if I can get the words out, to basically go along with that. And this, we met up on Zoom for about an hour, and I walked you through exactly how to jam. So if we check that out, I've put the recording in here. So you can follow through the recording. I will literally walk you step by step through how to jam. So definitely check that out if you want to get into improvisation, you want to get into jamming, but don't really know how. We go very basic. I took one scale. We used one backing track for the whole thing and just built it up as we went through. Also gave some ideas for more experienced members, because there were some people on there which were higher levels, of how then you can take that kind of foundation and obviously build on top of that. So that's a really cool thing. Check out. If you want to know where it is, hit the dashboard again and click on live recordings, because by the time you see this, it might not be. I might stop in the February stuff on there. And in live recordings, you'll see the first steps jam here. You'll see live Q&As and you'll see some little challenges stuff as well. Speaking of live Q&As, we had our January Q&A. So you can go and check that out here. Just under 40 minutes. You can click here. It's timestamped. If you're thinking, oh, I like the idea of partial F bar calls, I'm struggling with that. Click there and it'll take you straight to that part of the video where I talk about it. So yeah, check out the live Q&A. Now you can check out the video obviously there, or you can go to the member podcast, and I've put the audio in the member podcast. So you can see here, January Q&A is there. You can obviously listen to that. You can also subscribe to the podcast, so it just gets downloaded straight to your podcast of choice. Should have got an email when you joined Beginner Guitar Academy with instruction how to do that. If you haven't, click here, support page, and then send me an audio, video, or text. Or you know, probably audio would be best. Yeah, so send me an audio through there or just a text and let me know that you've not got the podcast and I can then sign you up for it. You need a special member code to be able to do that, because obviously it's a member only podcast. And then when you leave Beginner Guitar Academy, that then becomes invalid. You can't obviously use that anymore because you're not a member anymore. But yeah, let me know through the support page and I can sort that out for you. So that's all the content that was released in January. So let's now go through some of the podcasts. As I said, it was a January jamming theme. So the first podcast that we went through was Why Most Guitar Jams Go Nowhere and How to Fix It. So I go through stuff like noodling versus jamming, power of constraints. I even give you a practice challenge in here as well. On every single one of these podcast episodes, I give some action steps. So where you can go to obviously take what you listen to, but go the next step, actually put it into practice. The next one's how to jam musically using just one scale. Now, this was really cool. So I go through the power of limitation, which I talked about briefly in Why Jams Go Nowhere. But I then go through a four kind of step, if you like, or four musical elements that can really help your jam into next level. That's repetition, space, rhythm and dynamics, and we break down each one of those and how you can then use that musically and bring that into your jamming. Next one was the three roles guitarists play in a jam, and that was timekeeper, supporter and speaker. So like timekeeper is the person that has the backbone of the jam. They provide the rhythmic groove and the consistency for other people. The supporter is the glue that holds the jam together. They add kind of the chords, simple fills, and the speaker is the lead player that adds the melodies, the solos, kind of the musical statements. Then episode 270 was how to practice or jam so it actually helps you improve. So one problem with jamming is you find you're just kind of jamming, but you don't feel like you're actually getting anywhere, you're just kind of going around in circles. So I broke down here a four-step jam practice loop. So the first thing was to jam freely, so you're just playing over the backing track. Then you notice one thing. So you pause for a minute and pinpoint one specific area that you need to work on, maybe your timing, maybe your phrasing, your technique. You then isolate that one thing, slow it down, and practice it separately. Then you come back to jamming, focusing on improving that one thing. So the four-step practice loops. That was a really cool thing I talked about there. And then the last one for January, episode 271, thinking like a musician when you're jamming. Because it's very easy when you're jamming just to think, what scale am I playing? Where are my notes? Rather than, what key am I in? What groove are we using? What's the structure? Thinking more like a musician than just a guitar player. And that is a really good mindset to have if you want to take your jamming to that next level. And they were all of the podcast guys in January. Now, if you want to check out the podcast, go to the podcast website, bjpodcast.com. You'll find all the podcasts here. And if you click through to a few of them, you'll find some of them have videos, some of them just have audio, but all of them have the show notes, so you can go and see it all written out there. Sometimes that's a little bit easier than obviously just listening to it. If sometimes you run out, you'll jump to those key points. And if you do want to check out the videos, you can just go to, where's it hiding at the bottom here, it says videos, and that'll have all the videos for the episodes that have videos, so you can check those out as well. So now we've gone through podcasts, let's dive into the coming soon. So what's happening in Beginner Guitar Academy in February? So one of the big things that I'm doing in February, I'm re-recording level one. So if you, well, if you listen to this, you're on level one, you've gone through it. You know those videos are quite old. They're videos that I started Beginner Guitar Academy with. Now, obviously, they're still functional. It's still good content in there. But it does need, I think, a little bit of bringing up to date. Obviously, I've got better equipment now. I've got new ideas as well that I want to implement. And some new songs and stuff like that. So level one is going to have a big overhaul, completely redone from the ground up. And lots of cool new stuff added to it as well. So that's my big focus for February. But I've got some other things I'm doing as well. One of those things is redoing Wonderful Tonight. So upgrading the song study. So that's a great song. Some really good stuff, Wonderful Tonight. It's got a great little lead lick. I often give that to beginners when working on simple bending. And simple chords as well. G, D, C is the main chords. And there's an E minor later on. It's a great song for beginners. So I'm going to completely overhaul that. Give you a play-along track as well, as I've started doing now with these newer songs, where it's got the scrolling tab and the music. You can just see it straight away. You can hear the music in the background. So the demo, so you know exactly what you should be playing, when you should be playing it. So it really helps structure it and put it all together. So watch out for that. That'll be released on Friday, February the 13th. And then towards the end of February, we have our live member Q&A. So February the 23rd, which I believe is a Monday, at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EST, and 1 p.m. PST. Sorry, I'll pause there because I was just checking that was a Monday, as I said that, and it was a Monday. I thought I'd put it on a Monday. Again, don't worry if you can't attend live, because you can pre-submit your questions and answer them, obviously, on the call. That'll then be recorded and put in the live recording section you saw earlier and the member podcast, so you can always catch up later on if you can't attend live. If you can attend live, then that'd be amazing. Come and join me on Zoom. You can then ask your questions on the chat box there. And yeah, come and check it out, guys. So that is all the stuff you can expect to see in February. And the final thing to say is just a big thank you for you guys being a member of Beginner Guitar Academy, for trust me as being your guitar teacher. As always say, if you have any questions, let me know. You can do that through the support bubble. You can send me an audio, video, or text whenever you like. Maybe you get unlimited support, so I'm here whenever you need me. Otherwise, I'll speak to you guys soon in the community. And I look forward to seeing you at the end of the month on our live member Q&A.